A second later, I'm lying face up with the rain beating down and the taste of blood on my lips. I struggle to release my right foot and pull myself up using the shoulder that doesn't seem to be bleeding. Somehow, I find a sitting position. I make a fist with my left hand and pain shoots up to the shoulder. The skin has been sheared clean off and blood mixes with rainwater in little rivers. Friday, March 30th, 1973. Was a perfect spring day in the sleepy Northern Irish village of Ballymagorry. As the sun began to set, the only noise came from the village's only pub, Ballymagorry Arms. Little did anyone know the horrors that were in store. Chakra, Mindful Guide for Beginners, Easy Guide to Chakras, by Jason Sanders, read by Stephen Dalton. Book Description. The mysterious nature of chakras and auras may seem too mystical for you, but don't let that scare you from trying out a rewarding, simple practice. Understanding and maintaining chakras is easier than you think. We take you through the most asked and need-to-know questions. What is a chakra? Where does the idea come from? How can I use them to better my life? Without going into extraneous detail, we'll demystify chakras with easy-to-understand language and practical I-can-do-that-today advice on getting started with your own daily and routine practices. Dr. Akbari looked at Malcolm again and extended his hand to Imbri. I'd better leave before Mr. Malcolm becomes really annoyed with me. But I also want to tell you that we much appreciate Mr. Baskerville's sacrifices for us. He is a true American hero to us. As Imbri shook Dr. Akbari's hand, he tilted his head and said, I'm afraid I don't know who Baskerville is and what he has done. Oh my God! It was less than 15 years ago that Mr. Howard Baskerville died for the Iranian Revolution. He led the Iranian revolutionaries in Tabriz, northwest of Iran. Or as you Westerners say, Persia and Tabriz? Imbri cut him off. I'm supposed to go there soon. An attractive brunette woman in a midnight blue gown walked toward the two remaining men. The wayfarer stood on the rim of insanity, smirking. His insanity was as a thing of forgetting. His smirk, a thing of many meanings. It was an arrogant expression, taunting madness to take what mind was left to him. It was grim, a solemn understanding of how little left there was. It was weary, wreathed with the sorrows of a man desperate to remember. His attention lingered within his mind, the rim on which he stood, the threshold of his forgetting. I was being led by a few soldiers through a network of damp, torchlit tunnels. Their armor clanked with each step, a sound which echoed throughout. I couldn't get my mind off of the moldy scent that tainted the air.